Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He's the All-American National Champion. Former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, putrid maybe today.
Playoffs. Oh.
Playoffs. Clearly college. She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, with it being the winter meetings this week.
I know.
And the queen of improv, Miss Allie Mack. And Dylan is, I really don't know where Dylan is.
I think I know where he is, but I'm not going to say.
But
oh, you can't do that.
We have G-Money, Garrett Chapman in the house. Filling in on the ones and twos. And like I said, to combine, we are the Morning Shift, the greatest sports talk radio show from 6 to 9 a.m.
In the city. G Money headed to the Pop Tart Bowl. You know what I mean? Getting that Pop Tart in there. That ought to be a good one.
Do they give out Pop Tarts when you walk in?
Surely.
The gate?
I mean, like that's the most well advertised, marketed bowl game there is.
Hope so, they're blueberry surely. Ones. And if you don't know, Georgia Tech accepted a bid to the Pop-Tart Bowl. And they have their friends at Notre Dame to thank for that.
Do they?
Yeah, because when Notre Dame turned down a bowl game.
Domino effect?
Yeah, they were the next man up.
They took their ball and went home.
Did you see how many teams they went through to get to App State for the Birmingham Bowl?
Well, they asked a few 5-7 teams. And I will say this. When the Notre Dame – we're going to get to all this, but the Notre Dame thing is one thing. All right, that scenario is different than why teams like Florida State turned down bowl bids at 5-7, and a lot of that is because of, you know, guys are gone. I mean, essentially, the college football and a lot of players in college football, especially a team like Florida State who builds through the portal, guys cleaned out their locker and they're either in the portal, they're graduated, you know, it's not the same as it used to be.
Yeah, and there were some teams that turned it down as well because of coaches moving on. So, like you said, we'll kind of get to that. I think it was 13 teams that they went through to get to App State to be in the Birmingham Bowl. That's what I heard. That's crazy.
And then we got a rematch of Southern and App State.
Yeah.
Which, in one of the group chats I'm in with my golf group chat, those teams play each other during the regular season, and there was a bet.
It was a month ago.
Yeah, and now there's like – they're like up in the ante on the bat, and I'm like, you guys, like,
let's go.
Like, what are you doing? Like,
I mean, love it.
Especially the losing
double
team.
Double down, baby. Put them all in.
Well, we've got a lot to cover today. I feel like this weekend was more dramatic than any of my Real Housewives shows because I was happy, I was sad, I was confused, I was mad. I mean, every single moment was just wavering back and forth like a roller coaster. But here are the headlines since we last got to hang out. Georgia beat Alabama 28-7 in the SEC championship. Indiana beat Ohio State 13-10 in the Big Ten championship. Now, we were just talking about it, but the college football playoff rankings are set. Alabama remained at 9, Georgia at 3. Indiana in first place, pushing Ohio State to second. Miami made it at 10. Notre Dame was left out. The Hawks split back-to-back games, lost to the Nuggets 134-133, beat the Wizards 131-116. Yes, like we were just talking about, Georgia Tech will be going to the Pop-Tarts Bowl against BYU. They are taking Notre Dame's place after they said thanks, but no thanks, and opted out. And the Falcons-Seahawks game, we got to talk about it. We got to get into it. They lost 37-9. They have been eliminated from the playoffs. Special teams struggled again with a field goal blocked in the first half and allowing a 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown on the opening play of the second half. Game was tied at half. It was 6-6, and then it just went south.
Yeah, you had played very, very well on defense in that first half. That was as good of a defensive effort in the first half of that game as maybe you've seen all year. And the second half was the complete opposite. Probably, to me, the worst defensive effort I've seen all year from this team in the second half. And it was aided by the kickoff return, Mike, which is when, I think I said to you earlier, every week it feels like it's gotten a little bit worse and a little bit worse on the kickoff returns, and the dam is just leaking and leaking. And that hole in the dam that just got bigger and bigger just completely busted, and now it just boom. And
there was
I don't know if he was touched.
No. There was, let's see, how many segments do we do in the pregame show? There was at least four segments where we talked about special teams during the pregame show.
I asked the guest.
Yes.
That we had the Dave Wyman, who does he's the analyst for he's the Dave Archer, their radio network. And I was like, this is probably a weird question, you don't get a lot, but yeah. How good are your special teams?
We did Sunday selections, and I said, "Hey, who are we more worried about—the coverage team or the return team?" Like
right.
It was—you knew it was coming. We all knew it was coming. You knew it was coming that there would be some kind of massive play on special teams. Turns out there were two, and not only did you have the return, but after the first field goal, I texted Bo, and I said, "It is a miracle that that first field goal was not just blocked."
Yeah,
that guy was within a fingernail of blocking that field goal. And sure enough, second one, or the third one, I guess, maybe. I can't remember which one it was.
No, it was the second one.
Second one.
So much to the point, so much to Mike's point is that, like, so when he texted me that, I was like, all right, so they go to kick the second field goal. And you guys know part of my duties in the booth is spotting for Wes along with producing that broadcast. And I just literally looked at, because I knew which side it was coming off of. I knew that it was would be the left side of the Falcons line. And so I just put, boom, the binoculars right on that, and I saw Imanawori get it. And it was like the easy – because a lot of times, Allie, when there's a block, it comes from the middle of the line or somewhere in the interior. And so it's harder to recognize, even with binoculars, who actually got the mitt on it. Or the paw or the hand or whatever you want to call it. But this one was pretty simple.
Cut and dry. I immediately texted Drew Butler, resident special teamer, and I was like, I need to know what the operation, as far as like snap to kick, snap to hold to kick, what we're talking about here. And he goes, 1.3 seconds is a good time. And I was like, I don't have my stopwatch, Drew, but that looked like it was probably a little bit long. And he was like, that was definitely a very, very long operation. It looked like the kicker, Zane Gonzalez, was waiting on the holder to actually put it down before he started his steps. And it was lengthy. Now, the blocking on the left side was not good. There's no doubt. Both of the edge players from the field goal unit, because I've played all those spots, they were kind of condensed, made the edge really, really short. But the operation, if you get the snap, hold, and kick to happen in the right time, shouldn't even matter, and you didn't get either one of those things.
Well, and I was taking the temperature on Twitter to see how everyone was feeling. I just said, fill in the blank, you know, how is today's game making you feel? Well, and, you know, I expected a lot of, like, anger, but it's a lot more just, like, it's very solemn. It's just, like, disappointed, apathetic, same old, like, just very not as angry, like, this is stupid, da-da-da-da-da. It's just more so emotionless, just, like...
Indifferent.
Indifferent.
There was a lot of indifference yesterday, which is... I don't blame anybody. I was indifferent doing the postgame show with Grant yesterday and getting on there, and I kept looking at Grant going, I don't know what to say anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, we've kind of diagnosed. We've been really close in games against good teams, but we've lost some bad games, and we're getting on here, and it just fell apart yesterday in the second half. There's no other way to put it. Everything that you thought you were kind of building on fell apart. And, you know, nobody needs to know how the sausage is made, but I spend the first half of the game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium watching it, and then I leave at the two-minute warning, and I come back. And watching the game at Mercedes-Benz, it felt like I was watching two different football games.
Yeah.
Watching the first half at Mercedes-Benz, you're like, oh, yeah, defense, interceptions, this. And then I get back here, and I'm watching the second half, and the opening kick, you're like, dear God, what just happened? Oh, my God. This is not good.
And give the offense it's just a pinch of credit because they're going down the field. They got a good drive going. I mean, everything seems to be working. A big play to Pitts. I think it was on that drive. You had Bijan running the football well. Algier mixed in, and then your best player fumbles. And look, it was a great punch out by
Jaron Reed.
Yeah, it was Jaron Reed.
He had the tennis ball hand.
And he boom knocks it out, and that's it. Ball game, because they went right down the field, and there was a couple of attempted tackles that the effort looked less than stellar on the defensive side. I'm leaving it there.
Yeah, corners. Let's just say I don't know that I want to leave it there or not, because it was bad. A lot of shoulder throwing.
Yeah.
On plays that you're not going to be able to shoulder throw on.
And that's what bothers. That's when I start. That's when my eyebrows start to get raised a little bit. Like, what are we doing? How invested are we? And I was even asked a question. Where's the locker room at right now? And I said, man, it's hard for me to say that that the locker room's not invested when you play a first half against a team like that the way you did. But I don't know what the hell the second half was, and it. You know, yesterday was a perfect example of not playing complimentary football. You know, because in the first half, your defense played lights out, and your special teams was, eh. They weren't terrible.
Yeah.
They weren't great either. They weren't good. They were eh. I would say slightly below average, because you had a block kick, right? Because I thought the kick coverage early was good in the first half. But you can't have a kick blocked. You cannot have a field goal blocked in a game where points are at a premium. It's just unacceptable. But then on offense, you did move the ball. The play at the end of the first half, I still need. I read the pull report. I read one of my followers and listeners on Twitter went and looked at the rule and tweeted to me, and I heard what Mike Pereira said. You can't tell me that he wasn't shoved out of bounds. He was pushed out of bounds. If any contact was made with Darnell Mooney, it should have at the very least been deemed illegal contact.
Yeah, that was tough. That was a tough one. You know, I just said people don't need to know how the sausage is made, but I left the 2-minute warning, and I'm walking out of the building, and I hear the train horn go off.
Yeah.
And I hear the crowd roar, and I'm like, oh, wow. They just scored.
Yeah.
And then I'm getting almost to my car, and I hear the train horn go off again, and I'm like, did we just... And I look down, of course, and I'm pulling up the Odyssey app to be able to listen to it. It's like, oh, we kicked the field. I had to settle for a field goal. I'm like, what was the first train horn? What was that? I had to get back here and actually watch it back during halftime of like, okay, what just happened with Darnell Mooney? Man, it's just unfortunate. And Grant did a good job yesterday in the postgame of saying, hey, what was the difference between the defense in the first half and the defense in the second half? You know, how did these – and I just genuinely said the offense was the difference. Because I think that people kind of lose the sight, and I try to hammer this home all the time. These are personalities. These are actual people. This is not fantasy football. If you're the defense and you've been playing your heart out and you get turnovers and keep getting plus field territory for your offense and setting them up at the 40-yard line or the 25-yard line on an interception, and they can't even move the football. And then you open the second half and you watch your special teams unit get one run back in the house. Eventually, as a defense, you're going to be like, what are we doing here? You know, like, what are we doing? I can't continue to throw my body around and play downhill and hit people in the chin and do all these things if it's just going to continue to flail and it doesn't feel like we have any chance of coming back once you get down by one score or multiple scores. And that's where they found themselves very early in the second half. And there you saw what the product was, kind of moving away from that.
I have to know, because I saw you tweet a couple weeks ago, Mike, when you were sitting, I forget which game it was, but you said when you were sitting down to do the post-game show with Grant, it was the meme of the woman in Happy Gilmore that's like, get me out of here! What? What were you thinking yesterday when you sat down to come in here?
I was genuinely thinking, and as Grant and I, we have a very short time between the end of the game and the post game.
Right.
I mean, it is 5 minutes. It's a couple commercials, and it's Wes kind of signing off. I just looked at Grant, and I said, I don't know what to say. I don't, you know, so many times is there like these plays to diagnose, and there's this, you know, oh, this one messed up, or hey, really a bad day for special teams, or Tyrod Taylor, you know, last week kind of breaking a tane and getting a field goal range, and that final drive. I don't know. Like, when so many different things go wrong, it's hard to sit here on the post game. You kind of have to, and I do on the post game. What I do is I set my iPad up and I watch the game back during the post game because I'm kind of remembering the moments from the first half. I didn't know what to say. There's nothing to be said, and I think you put it perfectly. The sentiment from the fan base is just one of solemn indifference. It's just like, dude, we're just at a bad place. There's no two ways about it.
Well, and someone that had a really difficult job yesterday was Dave Archer talking, doing these post game interviews with Raheem. And we're going to play some of that audio for you next. We're also going to take your calls on this Falcons game, dig into what went wrong, 404-726-0929. It's all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and The Odyssey.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This app. 621 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Garrett is hanging out behind the glass in for Dylan today. We all saw the Falcons-Seahawks game. Falcons did lose 37-9. They were tied 6-6 at the half. Second half just got away from them. Here after the game, talking to the media about whether the approach needs to change.
You always look at yourself first. You know, we always look at each other inward first. And I always do that every single game. You know, it's like the dramatic things that you guys are looking for. I don't know what those things are. But you always got to look inward. You always got to figure out what's best for the football team and try to figure out a way to win this football game. And the things that we had sought out to try to win this football game, we did not get it. We had to get turnovers on defense. We had to maintain the ball, get to stay on track, which we're not able to do. And on special teams, we had to make it more about us, and we did not do any of those things. So when those things happened, the game got out of hand.
Yeah. It got out of hand, didn't it? I think the unfortunate thing is listening to Raheem's voice. I thought that last week against the Jets, he ejected. I think he sounded very somber. I think he sounded almost angry to a point when he was talking to Dave Archer after the Jets game last week. And, of course, you know, Bo gets to stand there and kind of listen to all these. This one, I didn't know what to make of Raheem in his answers to Dave Archer. He seems like he's kind of out of answers, to be frank. And I think that that's unfortunate. I think the one thing that you do as a head coach when you get an opportunity like this is you pull out all the best tricks, right? Everything you've got in the repertoire, everything you've got in the bag, you go and say, hey, we're going to do it at this level. I'm going to have this energy every single day. If this happens, this will be my answer. If this happens, this will be my answer. This is how I'll approach this. This is how I'll approach that. I'll put this team together. And the bad part about that is when it fails, you've used every trick in the book you have that's already your best foot forward. So what do you fall back on if you're Raheem? You know, the second best trick, the third, start calling mentors, start asking assistant coaches. You know what I mean? Like, you've already utilized everything you know how to do in that situation. And I can tell that that's the point Raheem is at, where he's like, what I'm doing and every trick I've learned from Sean McVay or whoever else his mentors are in this business and the people he came up with, Dan Quinn, every trick I have is not working. And he's just running out of things to kind of look toward and say, well, we'll try this, we'll try that, we'll try that. That's what I heard in his voice. And I know that's reading a lot into that, but I can tell a lot by how Raheem reacts to some of the questions that Dave asked, how he feels. And that's just, I feel like that's the point he was at yesterday, where it was like, yeah, man, we just got to put one foot in front of the other and just keep going and try to limp to the finish line here because I don't know what else to do. You can't just not show up to work and we can't just stop coaching. But obviously, the things you're trying to do right now ain't working.
Yeah, it's a very humbling experience when all the things you've always done and all the things that have always worked for you and don't work anymore. And, you know, it's not like, for me, it's not like when I'm doing a project at home and I've done before, maybe a different house or different place I lived. And I'm like, well, last time I did this and now all of a sudden it's not working. And I'm like, oh, I'll just go to YouTube.
I was going
to
say,
and then, watch the video.
Then you know what you do? You call in a professional.
Yeah.
You're going, hey, come fix this mess.
Yeah.
And he ain't got that option.
Yeah.
He is the professional.
And look, I mean, I think we all have it, have experienced those crossroads in our careers.
For sure.
Problem is when you're the guy that's supposed to have the answers, what do you do? And, you know, I asked him Wednesday when I talked to him last Wednesday, and I was like, he talked about the effort they were putting in to fix the special teams. And I said, well, tell me what that looks like, because we're sitting here saying, well, what's that look like? You know, you say that, but that doesn't mean anything. Well, we're fixing it. Well, when it doesn't look fixed, then you go back and say, well, what are they doing to fix it? And he talked a little bit about it. You know, obviously the coaches are never going to tell you exactly what they're doing Because if they tell you that, whether you think you deserve to hear that or not, now they're giving away their secrets.
Yep.
And so people hear that. People listen to everything these days. Other teams listen to everything, podcasts, whatever. But it's like I go back to is it kept getting worse. Like, remember the Colts game, you gave up a kickoff to the 50. And then in the Jets game, you gave a kickoff to what, the 15-yard line. Well, yesterday you gave it up to the house, and it was it completely took the air out of the building. And you were right there at regaining that air in the building and everything. And then, you know, Bijan fumbles it. And that's, I think, his second fumble of the year. That's it. That's pretty good for a running back that touches the ball as many times as he does. That's pretty good. But it still was the absolute worst timing ever. And that was the ball game.
Yeah.
Because they went right down the field and scored.
That was the end of it.
We are opening up our phone lines to you this morning, 404-726-0929. Let's go out to Mike in Atlanta. Mike, what you got for us this morning?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey, man.
I could sit there and say that everything falls upon Raheem Morris. Well, I think he's a very good defensive coordinator, not a great head coach. And you do have coaches that are like that. I mean, his record before he got hired, he had a losing record. But let's go above Raheem Morris. Let's go above Terry Fontenot. Let's look directly at the top and talk about Arthur Blank and Rich McKay. And I know a lot of people give me flack about this, but Rich McKay calls a lot of shots, and he's definitely in Arthur Blank's ear. I believe after the end of this year, or at the end of the season, excuse me, that everyone needs to take a good look at from the top and work their way down. And what we need is a football-minded coach that is not afraid to get into the heads of the players. And I feel that Raheem Morris is more of a player's friend than he is a coach. And that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. Yeah. I would be lying to you guys if I sat here and talked to Mike and acted like I had all the answers to that situation. Now, the Arthur Blank thing, and I've been on the record for this, that's a pipe dream, guys. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing? He's an owner, right? He has a committee of 10 people and a hiring pool of 15. If you think that Arthur Blank needs to do something, I don't know if you paid attention to any other owner in the NFL, right? There's owners that think they're GMs. There's owners that think there's head coaches. Well, I've said all the time, the Colts, the lady that's taking over for the Colts, that's going to be cool until it's not, right? Until all of a sudden things go south in Indianapolis and she's sitting there on the sideline taking notes. I don't have a problem if anybody doesn't like Arthur Blank or the role he's played, but it ain't changing. Like, that ain't going anywhere. And you know, I think Josh Blank, eventually that's going to be his, and I think he'll be great in the role. But what's going to change? What do you think is going to be done differently? He's going to listen to all the people around him. They hired outside firms and everything else that goes along with it. Now, if you want Rich McKay to be gone, fine. I don't think that's neither here or there. And if you want him out of the picture, great. But the bottom line is it's an imperfect science, and we have somehow made it worse. I think that there are guys that are better coordinators than they are head coaches, and maybe Raheem does fit that. But I'd be lying if I sat here and said I had the answers from the top down. I don't know what the answer is, but Arthur Blank ain't going nowhere.
Arthur Blank's not going anywhere, and you know, the reason Rich McKay to me takes heat is because people can't put their finger on what's wrong, right. and because he's there, sits next to Arthur in games, and people know that they can't fire Arthur because he's the owner. Right. So they're like, well, it's Rich's fault.
Yeah,
and
he's been the one constant in all of this, in this entire ownership.
Tenure. Yeah, 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 pretty much. And so that's where he's – it's funny when people say owners shouldn't make decisions. They should allow people that know football to do it. But you're only okay with that until things don't work.
100%.
And then, well, yeah. Why is there a committee? Well, there's a committee because they're supposed to be football people. You know, the whole Belichick thing is like, well, yeah, everybody didn't want Belichick to protect themselves. I'll tell you something, the best thing ever was the fact that Bill Belichick is not here. Because we've seen We've seen how that little bit is playing out.
And look, I think it's easy to look at Mike McDonald and say, hey, wish we'd have hired Mike McDonald. Sure. I don't think anybody in the city was screaming from the rooftops to go hire Mike McDonald 2 years ago. I don't think that was the case. I think that it's easy to say that now. And I know a lot of people didn't like the Raheem Morris hire, and I think that's fair too. But it's
unfair though for me to say, well, if we just had that guy, we'd be winning.
Yeah, that's not true.
When literally the statement is, we need a clean house, which is what basically I hear when I hear the last call.
Yeah,
which is fine. Look, I'm not judging you for your opinion. I'm just explaining where I go through with things. Is when I hear you say, we need a clean house. But then say, well, if we had Mike McDonald, though, or if we had Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Well, what if you believe that we need to clean house, then why do you think that guy would have worked here? And I'm not taking anything away from Mike. I'm just saying, why do you think Mike McDonald would have worked? Because he would yell at players? You don't know that Raheem does or doesn't yell at players. Just because I said it last week, and I'm not saying what I think he is, but just because the head coach says, I like taking bullets for my team, doesn't mean he's a soft head coach behind closed doors. It means he does things the way he feels the players will respond. Also not going to tell you it's working right now, because when you lose 37-9, something is not working.
100%.
So don't twist the words.
Yeah.
It's just, remember, it's not so simple as clean house and do it over, because we did that and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Let's try to get one more call in real quick. We've got MJ waiting in line. MJ, good morning. How are you feeling this morning?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, man.
I'm feeling okay. I just feel that I understand where he's coming from, where he says it doesn't mean, you know, Raheem's a soft coach if he's not yelling at players. But I just see too many times where we're watching the game, and it's just like Raheem's just so nonchalant on the sideline, where it's just like, he's just lost. It seems like he don't really care anymore. And I'm not going to, you know, just put that on him that he doesn't care, but it just seems that the whole team has just given up.
Yeah.
I feel that we struggle trying to move the ball so, so much. And for years, everyone knows the Falcons struggled with the red zone offense.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. Sure. I mean, it's so hard to answer anything today about this team, to be frank. It's like everything's on the table. I don't have an answer. I take a lot of pride in this show trying to diagnose things and say how it should be and the right way to go about it. I think anybody's lying to themselves if they know for a fact what's wrong, because a lot of things are wrong.
It is. Alan, can we touch on the point about the moving, the offense movement? Because I do like to talk about football every once in a while when we talk about the team.
Yeah.
It is baffling how hard it is to get yards with this offense. And yesterday, you were essentially missing one starting player on offense, essentially, which is Drake. And your receiving core is so just, they're just bodies. I don't know what else to say. I'm trying to be nice, but they're non-assuming. Maybe is a good word.
Yeah.
But Darnell Mooney is I don't know. I don't know what that is right now.
I got to tell you, watching the Cooper Kupp touchdown on the little rub route yesterday to the right pylon, I was like, man, that just looks so simple for other teams. It's a very simple concept, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, how nice is that? Just little rub route, little pylon, no big deal.
It's funny. I was watching the highlights of other games to try to catch up on what I missed during when I was doing what I do every day, Sunday, and Shador is like a little bit under, you know, it's a screen, and Shador for the Browns, Shador tosses out to Quinshon Judkins, and just
pew,
daylight, and I was like,
gone.
Huh.
That looks really cool, man. Looks really cool.
Well, we're going to continue to talk about the Falcons throughout the show today. Keep the comments coming on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. Coming up next, Bama did not move at all in the college football playoff rankings. We'll talk about that. And we've got my Mac drop. Look, the internet was full of hate and critiques over the weekend, but I found something incredible that had zero comments that were negative. Zero. We'll talk about that next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yep. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Garrett hanging out behind the glass. And after UGA has lost 7 of their previous 8 games against Alabama, Kirby Smart coached the Bulldogs to a win on Saturday. Georgia beat Bama 28-7.
Man, they absolutely, sorry, Mike, but they dominated Alabama. That's Georgia look. That might be the best Georgia performance I've seen since the 2022 season. I thought top to bottom, they were really good. I know Alabama's missing a lot of guys. Apparently, people haven't watched Alabama all year because they're
to look like that.
Because they were like, because I kept hearing, well, yeah, but Alabama didn't have Jam Miller, and that's why they couldn't run the football. It's like, dude, they ain't ran the football all year. No. They answered every call. Every time Alabama had a moment, Georgia answered it. And as good as Ty Simpson, I think, has been all year, Georgia really got to him and made – and just – Glenn Schumann, I remember all the morons – I'm going to call them morons, but the morons that were calling for Glenn Schumann's job early in the season, where you at? Because dude has been phenomenal the last 5, 6, 7 weeks. Bobo called a good game, I thought. Georgia got robbed by the college football. I know we'll get there, but by the college football playoff, having them at three. Now, it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things because 2-3, you get a bye. Now, where you go matters, right? Because now they're going to, like, I think the Fiesta and then the Sugar Bowl maybe or something like that.
Yeah.
That's where they would be going. But Georgia's the best. To me, Georgia might be the best team in the country. They should have been number two. Ohio State losing in your championship game after your strength of schedule and all that doesn't deserve to be ahead of Georgia. Yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
No, I don't think you're off about that. There's something funny, and I pointed this out to my Bama brethren over the weekend about, first of all, about Mike Bobo, because I'm with you. I thought he called an incredible game. Mm-hmm. I really did. The game plan was unbelievable. Kane Womack's defense has been playing at a high level, but it didn't seem like they had any answer. Even with Tim Keenan in the lineup and without Drew Bobo, the center from Georgia, I thought they were great. I think that he gives Gunnar Stockton all the tools to be successful inside of that offense. Bama fans asking me what's wrong, and I go back to Ryan Grubb. This is hilarious because the Falcons were playing the Seahawks yesterday, right? So go back into my notes from last year, Falcons playing Seahawks, and Ryan Grubb is the offense coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks. And I go back into the notes, and the Seahawks last year when they were playing the Falcons were coming off a game against the San Francisco 49ers. And my notes said a bunch of stuff along the lines of too much pressure on Geno Smith. They're not moving him around enough. The game last year before when the Seahawks played the 49ers, the week before they played the Falcons, here's what the numbers were. Kenneth Walker, 14 attempts, 32 yards rushing. Charbonnet, 5 attempts, 20 yards rushing. Geno Smith, 52 passing attempts for 300 yards and a 57% completion percentage. And I'm sitting there reading those notes going, yeah, sounds like Bama's offense right now. If Ty Simpson ain't cranking them out, you ain't worth a crap. You can't run the football. You have no running design. There's a disconnect between the offensive line. They didn't move Ty Simpson at all in the game. And that's not to take credit away from anything Georgia's doing because they did a phenomenal job. They deserved. And you guys know me. I've been telling y'all Georgia's going to win the national title. I've been saying it for weeks. I wasn't going to get on here Friday and pick them because you know my pride getting away.
Right.
But they're a phenomenal football team, and they're doing things at such a high level. That's not taking anything away from them, but I thought that the game plan from Alabama was abysmal on offense.
Is that
terrible?
Is that run play design? Is that blocking scheme? Is that all of the above?
All of the above. Look at what they're doing to Gunnar Stockton. Look at what he's able to do when he's moving around. You move the launching point. He picks up some first downs with his legs, different things. They just simply set Ty Simpson in the pocket. We're like, hey, let's throw the football. Let's do this. There was a play in the second half, in the fourth quarter, where it was like do or die time, where it was like 3rd and 1.5, maybe 3rd and 2 from their own like 15 or 20. They throw the ball. Oh, you know what? Let's go for it on 4th down. They throw the ball. I was about to lose my mind, as I know a lot of people who love the historic nature of Alabama's run game are losing their mind in that. But hats off. I mean, all the credit deservedly goes to Georgia. To me, they are the most consistent, the grittiest, the most well-coached team in college football. They deserved that win. It was only a matter of time before they were going to get over the hump. And I would not want to be the team that has to face off with them or Indiana come college football playoff time. Just an incredible job by them.
Well, before we go out of state and talk about Indiana and Ohio State, Kennesaw State beat Jacksonville State 19-15. They're going to be going to the Myrtle Beach Bowl.
Hoo-hoo.
And for the first time in history, Kennesaw State has received votes in the AP coaches poll.
They're robbed of a playoff spot.
Well, can I say one quick thing? Jerry Mack yesterday did take his name out of the hat for the Tulane coaching job. He said he wants to stay at Kennesaw State. I think that's incredible news for them. Just a great game on Friday night between those two programs. And Kennesaw State, man, you talk about 1 year flipping things around. They're a good football team.
When Brian Bohannon was fired, there was a lot of outrage because he had been the only coach and he had done good things there, and then it felt like he had a bad year and you just cut bait. Phenomenal move by the AD, because Jerry Mack has flipped the script, and that team, I mean, I couldn't be prouder as an alumnus that, hey, look at that. I mean, I never Allie, when you met me 17 years ago, I never would have thought Kennesaw State would have a football team, much less win the Conference USA 17 years later. And you just look at it, and the program hasn't even been around 17 years. That's just the day Allie and I met. And this is unbelievable that we're here now talking about it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, Indiana, like you mentioned before, they did beat Ohio State 13-10, winning their first Big Ten championship since 1967. First time they've beat Ohio State since 1988.
This game played out exactly like I thought it would. When we did the man-up picks on Friday, I said I picked the under, and I was like, I just have a feeling like as gritty as Indiana is, this is going to turn into a rock fight at midfield. And that's exactly what you got for the most part. Just a crazy back and forth in that one.
Did I pick Ohio State to win? I can't even remember. I thought I did.
I think I did. Yeah.
I didn't expect it. I thought that it would be a little bit tougher of a dogfight in the trenches like it was. But I thought eventually Ohio State would kind of just big boy them.
Sure.
They didn't. And I'm not a big fan of Kirk Cignetti's personality.
Strange cat. Love him.
Because it's, well, I don't know. It's an acquired, you know what it is? You hate him unless he's your coach, and then you're like, man,
for
I love that
sure.
guy.
He's a quirky fella.
He's like an angrier Spurrier
He's like a weirder Lane Kiffin.
Remember back in the day with Spurrier, how he was kind of like, He would take your shots, but it was all shucks.
Sure, yeah.
Cignetti seems way contrived with it.
Like when you get mad, he's like, "What's your problem, man?"
Yeah, yeah. But Cignetti seems like he's doing it to be like that. But he is a mad scientist as far as a coach. He is the absolute perfect coach for Indiana football in this time frame. This is the craziest world ever. Vanderbilt was trying to play an extra college football game, Allie, to get in the playoff, and Indiana is the number one seed. I don't understand what world we're living in.
I agree.
I know. College football playoff rankings, they're set now. Bama's at 9. Didn't move at all after the SEC championship. Georgia's at 3. Thoughts, concerns, comments. There's a lot of controversy going on.
I mean, and I'm sure we'll get into it throughout the show, but I thought they did the right thing. I know it's crazy. Like, I told Bo this yesterday. I don't think Bama deserved to be in the playoff after the way they played, but I think a 10-3 SEC championship game loser deserves to be in the playoff. I think they should have been in. If I take the name away from it, I'm like, yeah, all things considered, you shouldn't get damaged for playing the SEC title game, blah, 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 blah. And then I look at the way Bama played, and I'm like, you don't deserve to be in the playoff.
Right.
But you can't have both. And right. I think the fact that Notre Dame has turned their nose up at conferences for so long, I think there was a little bit of pride on the line for the committee going, hey, should have played. I mean, you should have been. Their schedule was abysmal after those first two games.
Yeah, the difference in a 4-team playoff and a 12-team playoff, I'm just going to put this out here because there seems to be some confusion, is a 4-team playoff, the conference championship, was essentially a play-in game for the playoff if the records were there, right?
Yeah.
A 12-team playoff, it is not a detractor. It will not keep you out. And I think that is the right thing. That's the right way to handle it.
Well, each Wednesday night, join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. All right, guys, my algorithm is filled with two things right now on TikTok. I was doom scrolling. It was cold. It was a maddening weekend on TV, so I was doom scrolling. First, I'm seeing a lot of people mimicking P. Diddy's performance at that 97 VMAs, which if you watched the documentary about P. Diddy, you would understand why it's hilarious.
Is it good, the doc?
Dude, watch it, and then we'll talk about it, because I'm just like, everything I knew is different. Everything I thought I knew. Anyway.
Do you feel it's one-sided, though? I know that this is not what your mic drop is, but I'm sorry.
We'll have to, I mean, it's not, no, it's not one-sided.
Okay,
no.
I was just curious.
All right, so the real thing I want to talk about is something I've discovered called bike buses. Have you guys heard of these?
No. Bike buses. No, I have not.
Bike buses. Okay.
The bus you can take your bike on?
I am not a parent, but if I were, I would be advocating to bring this to my neighborhood. So this guy, his name is Coach Sam Balto. He's from Portland, Oregon. He's a PE teacher, and he started this mission to get kids to school safely while riding their bike. So he just looked around, found families that he could ride, him and his kids could ride to school together with.
Yeah.
It's turned into a huge parade.
Yes.
They've got speakers, and they have routes all mapped out throughout neighborhoods. So it's like 7:05. We'll pick you up here. Hundreds of kids.
This is awesome.
Hundreds of kids are
this
riding.
This is awesome.
Yes, it's unbelievable.
Do they hold up traffic?
I mean, it will hold up traffic
they're
a little bit.
They're going through neighborhoods, dude.
But school buses hold up traffic,
they're not,
too.
They're not driving down 92. They're going through subdivisions. What kind of traffic are we talking about? The stop sign? Good to go.
Just saying.
This thing has gotten so big, though, that Benson Boone has joined along, the musical artist, and Justin Timberlake has rode along with them as well. And it's starting to spread in Atlanta. Ashford Park, ANCS, Benteen, Burgess, Peterson, Drew Charter, Morningside, Parkside, Tally Upper ES, and Toomer. Those are the schools that have bike buses far in Atlanta. But I would love for this to continue to spread because they have paired. They've got like a droid following them. And
Is that the same thing as a drone?
There we go.
Okay.
Drone. I was like thinking, that's why I paused. I was like, I didn't say that right.
They have
like,
R2-D2 behind them.
Pulling up the rear.
Oh, my gosh. A drone. They have a drone following them. So there's footage of these hundreds of kids cycling.
C-3PO riding a bike.
But they keep pairing up these kids riding to The Greatest Showman. And it's just like the most emotional thing. I don't know why it makes me so emotional. I'm so
That's
excited.
That's so cool. That is so cool. I would love it if my kids were part of something like that.
These aren't the droids you're looking for. No.
AtlantaBikeBus.com if you want to check it out or get one started in your
neighborhood. Oh, there's already a website for it around here. Yes.
Or BikeBus.world.
Love this.
Coming up, we're going to talk about it. Falcons, Seahawks, brutal. We'll take your calls next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.